That's all over now. Such a long time ago.
5 years isn't very long.
Yes, it is.
Do you think you could ever love her again?
Now then, Sybil.
But could you?
Of course not. I love you.
Yes, but you love me differently. I know that.
More wisely, perhaps.
I'm glad. I'd rather have that sort of love.
You're right. Love's no use unless it's wise and kind and undramatic. Something steady and sweet to smooth out your nerves when you're tired. Something tremendously cosy and unflurried by scenes and jealousies. That's what I want. It's what I've always wanted, really. Oh, my dear, I hope it's not going to be dull for you.
Oh, sweetheart. As though you could ever be dull.
I'm much older than you.
Not so very much.
7 years.
The music has stopped now, and you can hear the sea.
We'll bathe tomorrow morning.
I mustn't get sunburned.
Why not?
I hate it on women.
Very well, you shan't then. I hope you don't hate it on men.
Of course I don't. It's suitable to men.
You're a completely feminine little creature, aren't you?
Why do you say that?
Everything in its place.
What do you mean?
If you feel you like to smoke a pipe, I'll try to master it.
I like a man to be a man, if that's what you mean.
You're going to understand me and manage me.
I'm going to try to understand you.
Run me without my knowing it.
I think you're being a little unkind.
No, I don't mean to be. I was only wondering.
Well?
I was wondering what was going on inside your mind. What your plans really are.
Plans? Oh, Ellie.
Apart from loving me and all that, you must have plans.
Oh, I haven't the faintest idea what you're talking about.
Perhaps it's subconscious, then. Age-old instincts working away deep down, mincing up little bits of experience for future use, watching me carefully like a little sharp-eyed blonde kitten.
How can you be so horrid?
I said kitten, not cat.
Kittens grow into cats.
Let that be a warning to you.
Oh, what's the matter, darling? Are you hungry?
Not a bit.
You're very strange all of a sudden, and rather cruel. Just because I'm feminine doesn't mean that I'm crafty and calculating.
I didn't say you were either of those things.
I hate these half-masculine women who go banging about.
I hate anybody who goes banging about.
I should think you needed a little quiet womanliness after Amanda.
Why will you keep on talking about her?
It's natural enough, isn't it?
What do you want to find out?
Why did you really let her divorce you?
She divorced me for cruelty and flagrant infidelity. Oh. I spent a whole weekend at Brighton with a lady called Vera Williams. She had the nastiest looking hairbrush I've ever seen.
Misplaced chivalry, I call it. Why didn't you divorce her?
It would not have been the action of a gentleman, whatever that may mean.
Oh, I think she got off very lightly.
Once and for all, will you stop talking about her?
Oh, yes, Ellie, dear.
I don't wish to see her again or ever hear her name mentioned.
Very well, darling.
Is that understood?
Yes, darling. Where did you spend your honeymoon?
St. Moritz. Be quiet.
I hate St. Moritz.
So do I, bitterly.
Was she good on skis?
Do you want to dine downstairs here or at the casino?
I love you, I love you, I love you.
Good. Let's go in and dress.
Kiss me first.
Casino?
Yes. Are you a gambler? You never told me.
Every now and then. Come along.
I shall come and sit just behind your chair and bring you luck.
That would be fatal. Ah. Magnificent. Mandy?
Yes, Victor?
Come outside. The view is wonderful.
I'm still damp from the bath. Wait a minute.
I shall catch pneumonia. That's what I shall catch.
God.
I beg your pardon?
You look wonderful.
Thank you, darling.
Like a beautiful advertisement for something.
Nothing peculiar, I hope.
I can hardly believe it's true. You and I here alone together, married.
Oh, that tweed's very rough.
Don't you like it?
A bit hearty, isn't it?
Do you love me?
Of course. That's why I'm here.
More than...
Now then, none of that.
No, but you do love me more than you loved Elliot.
I don't remember. It's such a long time ago.
Not so very long.
All my life ago.
I'd like to break his damn neck.
Why?
For making you unhappy.
It was mutual.
Rubbish. It was all his fault. You know it was.
Yes, it was, now I come to think about it.
Swine.
Don't be so vehement, darling.
I'll never treat you like that.
That's right.
I love you too much.
So did he.
Fine sort of love that is. He struck you once, didn't he?
More than once.
Well,